We welcome those joining by live stream or over the phone. Obviously cannot eat or drink because in God's providence you can't be here today, and we accept that. The Lord's Supper symbolizes us being together. And until you can be here with us, we're thankful the message of the gospel of grace can travel to you where you are through this gift of technology. We get the same Christ in the gospel spoken as we do in the bread and cup consumed. For those of us here present this evening, I remind you, the Lord's Supper is not about the quality of the elements, but about the meaning. Our biggest question is not whether we'll enjoy the wafer and the cup, but whether we're reconciled to God. We get the same Christ even with a diminished cup and bread for now, or cup and bread for now. 1 Corinthians 11:28 is our main verse for just now. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. So in this verse, we're commanded to examine ourselves, as I mentioned. The word examine is to test. And the root of it means to test metals to find out whether they're pure metal or have some mixture of something in them that's not that same metal. So you're testing yourself to see whether you're purely here because of Christ and Him crucified or some mixture with other things. And the Lord's Supper is not like a church fellowship lunch. The Lord's Supper is a holy sacrament instituted by Jesus himself, who gave this special mini meal a very significant meaning. To eat of this bread and to drink of this cup is a very serious matter. So serious that it requires us to pause at this time to examine ourselves before eating and drinking. And do we understand the body of Christ was given so that we can eat this bread and drink this cup? Do we discern that the blood of Christ was given for this privilege? Paul was upset with what the church in Corinth was doing in the Lord's Supper, and one of the correctives was to pause, to examine ourselves. And their celebration of the bread and cup got worse and worse and become similar to the city's pagan temples. They turned it into a whole meal of the community fellowship lunch, and within that there was a ranking of people. And some had plenty of food, others had none. Some had plenty of wine, felt its effects, became unruly. Others had no cup at all. And Paul scolded them and determined that more harm was being done than good. It was considered by Paul not to be the Lord's Supper at all. It was a fake. Why? Because it didn't focus on Christ. So he says, pause and ask yourself, am I focused on Christ? The answer is to turn back to the basics. He went back to what Jesus had taught initially. Carefully use the language of Jesus. Jesus said, this is my body. Jesus said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Jesus spoke about the bread as if it were his body, about the cup as if it were the new covenant in his blood. This use of language to transfer from this to that, we call sacramental union of language. It's only possible because the same Savior who gave himself for us on the cross gives himself to us in the bread and the cup. So by faith we take these ordinary things, a simple wafer, a simple cup, and we set them apart by prayer, and we speak about them the way Jesus spoke about them, body and blood. We examine ourselves to see that we're focused on Christ, and then we partake. In good conscience, with proper seriousness, we eat the bread and drink of the cup. We've passed our exam. We're blessed in doing so with grace from our Savior to cover our sins.